Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and now East Sac County, and joined by Raiders coach Eric McCullough as Underwood defeating East Sac on the Raiders home field last night 26-7. And I see, coach, it was 7-all at halftime, and I also see that both teams threw interceptions on their first drives of the game. So how would you break down that first half?
It was pretty even that first half. I mean, we and Underwood, we just both kind of went back and forth, trying to find a little bit of offensive rhythm. And that's on our interception. We just kind of made a misread and had a misroute also, and didn't really step into the throw. And they were just able to kind of pick it off. And I believe our interception, you know, Connor Roth had three interceptions on the night, and he just played an incredible defensive game. And I think the first one he had gotten was on a tip ball, so our guys were getting in position on defense, and we were doing the things we asked them to do. Just couldn't get some things rolling our way.
Underwood scored first on a 34-yard pass, and then Sam Scott a 17-yard run late in the second quarter to tie it. Unfortunately, you just couldn't get a whole lot of offense going last night, and their offense came to life a little more in the second half.
Yeah, we just could not get anything. We had quite a few penalties in some pretty tough times, pretty tough spots. You know, our pass game just wasn't what it was. We've been throwing, having over 150 yards of passing offense, and we were 6 of 27 for 29 yards and one interception. We had quite a few drop balls. We took a couple more shots downfield because we were behind, and you know, sometimes just those don't work out like you need them to. Our run game wasn't too bad. I mean, not the production that we had hoped for, but it was still pretty decent, and compared to prior weeks. And for the most part, we thought we kept them in line. They're really stud back receiver. We kept him in check, but their other receiver kind of came alive and made some pretty good catches.
Yeah, and even the final score, as we were talking about, was a little misleading, as they scored on a 6-yard pass with no time left on the clock to get the points there at the end of the game for the final margin. And defensively, you had one or two guys I'm sure you want to make mention of. Grant Gansimer, for one, was really disruptive in the backfield.
Yeah, he had 11 solos. Six assists. He had two quarterback sacks and 3.5 tackles for loss. Grant had a pretty good game. I mean, he was making reads, and he was having some success on our blitz calls. out there trying to make plays. And Sebastian Peck had 7 solos and 3.5 assists, 3 tackle for loss. Dylan Baumhover had 5 solos and 3 assists. And Dylan also had a fumble recovery. And Reed Bondrack had 2 solos and 7 assists. We had quite a few other guys. But Connor Roth had a pretty good game, too. We put Connor in a tough spot. They kind of sometimes would sit in a trip set, and we were kind of shading their really good player, wide receiver, and we left Connor one-on-one on the backside quite a bit. But he come away with 3 interceptions on the night. Wow. That's just a great defensive night when he can kind of get after that, and he was just challenged all night. So
East Sac now 1-3 and 1-1 in the district, and you'll stay at home next week, coach, against Southeast Valley, and a pretty critical one coming up if you want to stay in contention.
Yeah, it is. You know, one thing with the way they changed the districts this year, and having this many district teams, you just can't let go. And now we're down. We're even 1-1 in our district, and this one is critical. Yep, we got to come out and play, and we have it at home. And it's against Southeast Valley, who has been a conference school. Our kids play baseball, basketball. You know, you look at some of these other teams, and we don't get to see each other much on other than football. So this is a little bit more, I think, personal, if you want to. Just a team you're a little bit more familiar with. and we play them in JV and JVR all the way up. And but they're a good ball club. They have some good players. We got a lot to work on film and getting ready next week in practice.
We'll talk more about that in the days ahead as East Sac's game with Southeast Valley next Friday will be broadcast on Mix 101.7. Raiders coach Eric McCullough, thanks as always for the time and have a good weekend.
You bet. You too, Ryan.